Hey everyone, this is John.
This is Wes.
And this is Ryan.
And this is The Nintendo Show, the best damn Nintendo podcast on the internet. This is going to be the Pokemon Show for the month of March 2017.
I just noticed, you guys have really boring intros. I mean, you don't have fun with it at all.
You didn't just notice, you brought this up before.
Have I brought this up before?
Yeah, it's fine. We got a bunch of Pokemon stuff to talk about. But there's been a ton of Pokemon Go updates. I've been playing the Alolan run. I don't know about you two guys.
I've carved out a little bit of time to do things in it.
I bought Skyrim.
Again.
So, having
like do a monthly podcast on Skyrim.
It's getting to that point, man.
And then, Wes, are you doing Who's That Pokemon? Do we have it?
I'm gonna be doing.
You bought Skyrim. You bought Skyrim.
Well, so. What happened was I had prepared and it's in my binder and everything, and I sat down. I'm like, all right, I'm ready for tonight. And then I got a call from my brother. He was like, hey, come over here and help me do things. I need to like hang things in my garage. We're gonna do manly stuff and move a giant armoire that's heavier than you are. I'm like, dear God,
manly stuff,
armoire,
right?
Yeah, we immediately like, no.
And I left it at my house because I was like, it's 6 o'clock. I have plenty of time. I'll be going home before. No, I ended up not coming. Going
real rugged stuff. Gonna install that new bidet.
All right, so
we're gonna be doing it on the fly.
We've all been playing Pokemon Go, yes.
Oh, yeah.
We usually start with this. There were a couple of really big updates here.
Well, yeah. I mean, last we talked, we were like, oh, they probably should do something. And they sure enough, they did something.
Yeah, and like the next week.
Yeah.
All of Gen 2.
Mm-hmm. So all the Gen 2 Pokemon are now available, even though there's still a bunch from the first gen that aren't available.
It's true.
I guess we won't be getting those Articunos anytime soon.
Well, Niantic was talking not too long ago, like a few days ago at this point, and they said that they want to do legendaries this year. So I mean, they're still quite a big window.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully they'll be able to start doing some cool events with that stuff. But
so, did you guys get anything cool from Gen 2?
Well,
I've been getting a bunch of stuff. Yeah.
Let's go through it. Like, what have you guys gotten?
Well, the first thing I did was went on a Eevee hunting spree.
Uh-huh.
Just mercilessly, everyone I got, just got them.
So you guys got your Espeon and Umbreon.
Oh, yeah.
Clearly.
Yes. Yeah. And I got another Eevee lined up to get a better Umbreon, because mine's kind of crap.
Yeah, I've got two Amazes right now that I need to evolve. So those are pretty cool. Yeah, I noticed that Umbreon stats just in general are a lot lower than Espeon's.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's probably because Umbreon's such a defensive type, and
yeah.
Well, now that there's finally dark types, you know, there's a lot of things that need to be reworked, I guess, in the game's logic of like what's powerful, what's not. Like Blissey is suddenly the tank du jour. I have a Chansey, but I've noticed because I've been doing the gyms a lot more, playing in the gyms, and for this past week I held down at most four, at least three. So that means I've now got my second upgrade on storage.
Nice.
So that's really good. I mean, I got one on Pokemon and one on item storage.
Cool.
Yeah, like so now that I'm like actually trying to focus a little more on getting into the gyms to get the coins to do stuff with them, it's pretty awesome. And I guess I'm probably going to start buying some more incubators.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But you guys got Chikorita?
Yeah, and a bay leaf, in fact.
Oh, nice. Very good.
Really? I've got a bunch of Chikoritas, actually. They're pretty common.
I'm having a hard time catching them. They keep running on me.
Mm. Try a berry.
Yeah, oh, that's something new. We got some more berries to play with. The Pinup, I think, is a brilliant addition.
Yeah, Pinup is great.
Makes it a lot easier for when you find something really randomly rare. Mm-hmm. Like, I've noticed that there's some where it's like, I just don't see them.
Or if you're just real close to evolving something, and you just want to get there. You want to get that candy.
Yeah, I've got three Totodiles.
Oh, nice. I've only found one of those.
Got one.
I have no Cyndaquils. I'm starting to think it's like the same way. I think Charmanders are really rare in the first place.
Especially around here.
Yeah, I think it's just because we're where we are. We don't get a lot of fire types in general. Like, I've got two Growlithe and I've got like three Vulpix the entire time I played this game.
Yeah. So. Centric for it, pretty easy.
Yep.
Hoot Hoot Knocked Owl.
Yep, that annoyed me because I caught a bunch of Hoodoots and I'm like, I'm one Hoodoo away from evolving it, and then Noctowl showed up. I'm like, well, fuck you too. And then
same thing happened with Natu and Zatu.
Yeah, did you notice that Hoodoo has 2 feet?
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of animation I never really noticed before, but they actually, it's not, okay. It's not like one thing. It's two
little legs. They stand on one foot, but they have to.
Yeah.
Lady Baladian, Spinarak, Aridos.
Tons of those.
Caught my lady in today.
Chinchou.
Yep.
Crobat.
Very cool.
You skipped. I already had a ton of Zubat candies.
Yeah, fuck I don't you. Have enough Zubat yet.
My Golbat is my buddy. Mm-hmm. And he's also a baller stat-wise. Yeah. So I'm like twitching to evolve him. He's like ate something. He's like, your Croat's astonishing. I want to have sex with it. Like this chicken's... Mm-hmm. Like it's amazing.
Yeah.
Some of the babies...
Chinchou, right? I got an Igglybuff.
Yeah, that's I got a Cleffa, Igglybuff. I got a couple of Togepi. Passed them out of eggs.
Nice.
I haven't got anything cool from eggs.
I'm actually like, I think, where am I at right now with it? I am 9.8 on a 10k egg.
Oh, nice. Oh,
and 2.5 on a 5, but
very yeah, cool.
That should hatch any minute.
So go, just go circle the house real quick.
Yeah, that's probably what I'll do. Yeah, I mean, I've been clocking a ton of steps, just playing a lot. I mean, when they come up with these updates, it's just so much fun. I mean, I really I think a lot of people, this maybe was a novelty and they've kind of worn off for some, mm-hmm. but like, I'm into it now, more now than I ever was, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool when they just do these big dumps of, here's all these new ones. Because yeah. it's fun again to just walk around and run into new things.
Yeah, and also just playing a little more competitively. Like, mm-hmm. you're just doing the gym battles and stuff like that.
Meryl? You guys got
a... I got a couple Meryl.
Yep. Yeah, Meryl.
Anything between Zatu and Meryl?
Oh, yeah. Nothing here. What you got?
Oh, between no,
right. And
no,
in
no,
the
no.
decks, I mean.
No.
Sudowoodo, Hoppip, yep. Skiploom.
Yep.
Sunkern.
Aipom.
Oh, you got an Aipom. Yep, nice. Got the Aipom. Yep. Very cool.
Did you notice that Yanmas come with? I mean, at least all of the Yanmas I've got so far come with ancient power.
No, I didn't notice that.
Mine's got wing attack, Silverwind.
And granted, oh, you got Silverwind.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, like. I guess it does have other moves. I wonder if they're going to make that, because I think it's with 4th gen.
Yeah.
When Yanmega comes around.
Yeah, Yanmega and Tangrowth.
So there's a lot of ones that still, need to
learn ancient power.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff that I'm, like, remembering there are going to be other evolutions, so it's important mm-hmm. to hang on to.
Yeah, well, we get a ton of Murkrow in the
yeah.
area.
Yeah, I'm intentionally going nuts with the Murkrow just because I want to get that Honchkrow.
Right.
Yeah, Whipper, Espeon, number on anything else there?
No.
Mistrievous.
I got a Mistrievous.
Nice. No, I do not.
I have a 73 CP Mistrievous.
Very cool.
So that's great.
Dunsparce?
No Dunsparce for me.
Got Dunsparce. Quillfish?
Nope.
I got a Pineco.
Oh, nice.
Gligar.
Oh,
and Snubbull.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. And then Quillfish. And then
Heracross.
A badass Heracross.
What was yours?
Yeah. Oh, mine's 1700. I mean, it's not even that
good. God damn.
Really? Oh, I mean, no. Like, I've seen some really, really strong ones.
Holy hell.
It's got a little bit of room to grow. I don't even think it's appraised that well. Yeah, it's a decent, so... It's
mine appraised, is a wonder, yeah. Mine's really good.
Yeah.
But I got a female one. Did you notice that the Heracross actually noticeably is different?
Yeah. I got...
That's really cool.
I got a male and a female. It's pretty sweet. Teddy Ursas?
Yep.
Ursa so I got a Sneasel in between Heracross and...
Sneasel?
God damn, you Sneasel. Guys...
It, Teddy Ursa,
Ursa Ring. I got Slugma. That. I don't have a Slugma. I'd like one.
Corsola?
Yep.
No Corsola either. I've seen a few, but just never got one.
I saw an Octillery.
I have an Octillery.
Oh, nice.
And good. 3 Remoraids.
Very cool.
So those are around.
Mantine?
Got one.
Stantler?
Skarmory and Stantler.
Oh, Skarmory. Very cool. Mm-hmm. Where'd you find a Skarmory?
Cranes Roost.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I got Smoochum and Magma. You don't have an Elekid yet.
So get this. On Reddit, there's actually a Pokemon Go Orlando.
And oh, yeah.
It's surprisingly fluid. There's actually a lot of people that post on it. Like,
very cool.
Or not a lot, but like last I checked over the past week, there was like 10 new threads. So they're pretty active.
You can just discuss where things are popping up?
Yeah, they talk, because I never really pay attention to the nests, but they talk a lot about where the nests are and what they spawn.
Hmm.
So, seems like it's a good way to track down if you're looking for, say, those Rhydons that you can't seem to find anywhere or
yeah.
whatever. You can always use them. I mean, let me see if I can bring them up real quick. I mean, because I'm sure the listener wants to know what's going on in Orlando.
It's but, very important stuff.
Yeah, if they want to know what's going on at, like, Bithlo, I'll tell you.
Bithlo is, like, a shitty part of Orlando, listener.
Yeah, that's, like way northeast.
Also Melbourne.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Anything cool like pop up for you in the original 150 that they just happened to run into because of all the...
I've got a top shelf Scyther that
I very cool.
need a metal coat. I'm sitting on a dragon scale.
Oh, nice.
And I'm nowhere near. I've got like 30 candies and a mediocre, was it Seedra?
Yeah.
So that's going to be a while.
Have you guys gotten any other evolutionary items?
I haven't gotten any.
The grass one. Sunstone.
Okay.
So I can either use that on a Blossom or a...
Sunkern.
And that's the thing. Like, I was going crazy catching Sunkern, and I'm like, what's the point? I'm never going to be able to evolve these things unless I have this evolutionary item. So it's not like they're going to pay out that good of experience on it.
Was it just kind of like luck of the draw? You got it out of a Pokestyle?
I don't know if it was... like for everybody got this, but if you do this, when the game first came out, the first 7-day streak, when I hit that, I got one.
Hmm.
And the other one was just a random check-in where I got the dragon skill.
See, I got a 7-day streak. I
would check. I mean, like...
Maybe it's snuck one in on me.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. It's like, it just pops up as a little icon. It doesn't make a big production of you.
I mean, I hope I get something like a Kingtrax. I get Poliwags pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be easy just to get a Politoed.
Yeah, but I don't think I found anything too awesome for the first gen. You know, like I evolved a few things. I don't know if I talked about it. I evolved a Kadabra. I evolved a Ponyta. So just kind of like filling out the decks here and there. I evolved another Magikarp. Got this horde of Gyarados.
Oh, I hate you so much.
Two now.
I got six. Just fucking Magikarp are everywhere on my way to work.
Yeah.
I have how many Magikarp? Not much.
Who you welcome? I did level up.
Yeah.
I leveled up to level 27 and went ahead and powered up my, like, there are a few guys that I just immediately started powering up because they were maxed out, but like my Dragonite and Umbreon, and I have a Gyarados that's maxed out. Starmie, for some reason, I keep maxed out because the real
is it good to max a guy out if you sign his final state?
Like, I
don't think it matters because I have a Golbat that's really cool and I want to make a really good Crobat with him, but
yeah, I don't think it really matters. I mean, so if anything, just
be pumping him. He's at like 826 and he's got great stats.
Yeah, do it. I mean, it's two candies, you got 30. Well, I mean,
I don't want to do that. No, because I got to save up for a Crobat. That's why I'm being dumb.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, like so, Lake Baldwin apparently is a Cyndaquil.
Oh no, shit.
It's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the list if you just want to.
Yeah.
Apparently there are Charmanders spawning around. I would suggest if anyone actually seriously plays the game that they do that.
Yeah, it's great that people just kind of come together and share this information.
Yeah, I got my Aerodactyl finally.
Oh, nice. I haven't got one of them yet.
Got that out of a 10K.
Very cool.
Yeah. What else? I'm trying to think if I did anything special or unique.
I think that's the biggest gaps in my first gen deck at this point. It's all like the different one forms. Hitmonlee, Hitmonchan. We probably talked about this before. Aerodactyl, yeah. Chansey.
I got a Chansey, but it's a shitty one, so
if
I want that Blissey. And again, I've noticed so many Blisseys, like, at gyms. People love them. So. Mm. And if you... You guys don't do the fighting that much, do you?
No, not much.
They are tanky as hell. They don't hit very hard unless they have their Hyper Beam, but you can pretty much dodge the Hyper Beam pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
But it just means, like, I've had multiple times now where the timer runs out on a fight.
Wow.
Yeah, because they're just that dense. Like, that's why it's really, really good to have a Heracross, because Heracross has close combat, and that seems to do a little bit of damage to these guys. But, like, it's just, they're tough. Mm-hmm. They're really, really tough. Sorry, I mean, maybe if you had, I'm trying to think, I mean, I granted, I don't have a lot of the like, meaty physical rock types or ground types. They might be good against them, but just as it is, man, they're tough. They're really shitty.
Well, what else happened with Pokemon? Did you guys get your party hat Pikachu?
I did not, actually. I just haven't run into one.
I ran into a couple. A couple of them ran from me pretty quickly, which was annoying, but I did eventually get one.
Yeah.
And we didn't really talk about the other berry. And I forget what it's called. You got the raspberry, you got the pinout berry, then you got the berry that like keeps...
The berry that I keep throwing away.
Yeah, and I was annoyed because...
It makes them stop moving, or it makes them not...
Yeah, it makes them less erratic, but when I leveled up from 26 to 27, it gave me 15 of those. I was like, great, so now I'm sort of burning them in every fight. Just here, everyone take one of these things, because...
Yeah.
I think it was useful for me once in catching a Mistrevus, and that's the only other time it's been useful, and now it's just clutter.
Well, yeah, like, the stuff that's tricky to catch, I mean, I'm probably going to be using a Pinap.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I want more candies out of them, so I'm going to need them for anything. Yeah, it seems like it could be implemented a little better. You could do something maybe different with it, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I'm wondering what other berries they can introduce that would make things a little different.
Yeah, I mean, look, if they decide to introduce maybe like some sort of friendship evolution or something, I don't know. I mean, I think it's interesting that they're even starting to tinker with stone evolutions, because they could have started that with Gen 1 stuff.
Yeah.
But I guess to like have that lowest barrier entry point, it's just very straightforward.
I wonder if they're going to introduce, because they're going to have to at some point, water stones and thunder stones.
Yeah, maybe. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I guess
there's... Are there second gen that need those items, too?
Not that I can think of. Mm. I don't have a Mareep yet, now that I think about it. I'm pretty upset about that.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That makes me mad now, too.
Oh, hey. Yeah, Mareep's in this gen, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But you have things like King's Rock and Dragon Scale, and now Sunstone. You're going to need Dusk Stone at a certain point for a couple of different guys.
Miss Myagus.
Yeah, and Honchkrow. We're both introduced in Gen 4 with their Gen 2 Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm curious to see how far they have Metal Coats now, too. I'm curious to see how far they go with these items, if they're going to have ones that are like, you need the item and then you need to trade, or if they introduce Duskstone and Dawnstone and Shiny Stone when they still don't have like electric, earth, thunder, water, fire, you know?
Well, an idea I've been kind of tooling around with, I think it would be cool if they did it, would be a candy converter. Like, you know how you catch candies on things that you don't need ultimately? Mm-hmm. But maybe it would be cool if they had a ratio that they could exchange them in for. Like, maybe you could trade in, if you catch 5 bug Pokemon, you get 1 candy of a specific bug that you might want.
Yeah, that would be
maybe
great.
You could convert all of your shitty Beedrill candies into Heracross candies or something.
They actually did that.
Make it too easy.
Well, they did that in Fire Emblem Fates in Birthright and Conquest, where you know you have like those gemstones that you pick up from your mines, you pick up from other people's stuff too. But then you can also like say, like, hey, I have all of these rubies that I don't need to upgrade these particular weapons. What I need are emeralds. So there's an economy to, okay, you can trade 5 rubies for 1 emerald.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'd be great if I could trade 10 Centret candy for, you know, 1 seal candy, because I'm real close to Dewgong.
Yeah, well, I would think it would be better to keep it within the type, not make it so...
Okay.
So, like, you could convert a Centret candy into any other normal type Pokemon.
Sure.
So if you wanted to get, you know, like, Chansey or something.
You know that Mike has picked up that clicking, right?
I think it's pretty cool. I like it. I'm glad that they've made some updates to the game. Are we kind of wrapping this up, or are we kind of...
Yeah, I think so. I think
round third
to say about Pokemon Go here. Did you get to play too much of the Alolan run third?
Yeah.
Move over to that.
Oh, well, I played a little bit of it.
How far do you get?
I had a really tough fight against the... I guess you could call him the first major, like, gym. Oh, no, I have 2 of the badges so far, or whatever are the little items that you collect. So I got 2 so far, and I guess that's from beating the trainer school. And then, oh, by the way, like, we should talk about what our run even is. I don't think we've...
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Like, so we made it a run where we're doing all of the Alolan, only the Alolan forms.
Yeah,
we each have to build a team based around that.
We talked a little bit about who we were going to use, but you are building your team as you go.
Yes.
Whereas I transferred everybody. Major hurdle. Yeah. I transferred everybody except a Meowth.
Yeah.
And from the beginning, so I could just...
You and I have the same team, except the only difference is I'm using Sandshrew, and, oh yeah, I'm using Diglett.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got Sandshrew and Diglett, whereas I got Vulpix and Geodude.
Yeah.
But we're pretty much all using Executor. We're all using Marowak.
Well, here's the thing. I'm also going to get them when I find them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, like, importing anything. I'm just kind of playing through it as I go. So a lot of it is just sort of... You know, best of luck. Maybe I find something good. Maybe I find something I don't. And the only 2 I have right now are Grimer and Rattata. And it is... That second gym is just so tough, because if you're really going to play it this way, you know, I didn't want to grind up to get Raticate, and even then I don't know if it would matter, because the guy has 3 fighting Pokemon.
Yeah.
And
Raticate's just going to shatter.
Yeah. Oh, it's a one-hit KO. I mean, I lost the fight the first time I did it.
Hmm.
Because it's a one-hit KO, and on top of that, it was Karate Chop. So even though I have my Grimer with Harden, since it's a guaranteed crit every time, if you hit a critical hit, it ignores any defense buffs. So it became this really obnoxious fight. Oh, and he has a full restore, which sucks. Because, like, I'll poison it, whittle it down, keep feeding my guy potions just to keep him alive so they can take the chip damage from the poison. And then he comes back and just full restores, and then I'm back at square one.
Yeah.
So it was a fight of attrition. The fight probably took, like, 10, 15 minutes of like, burning through items and just juggling to get the fight over with.
Uh-huh.
And also, they don't let you... it's not, like, until halfway through the game or whatever that you get the training gym or whatever. Because I was thinking, like, depending upon if I could just get a hold of that, I would probably just wait until there was a time where I was going to play it for a day. And then just put him in the...
Oh, do you mean the...
Put him in the Pelago or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, level him up. Or at least get the Eevees in order.
Yeah, because you can't get to Pelago until you can use the Charizard to fly.
Yeah, that takes a while.
So yeah, that's the fourth one you get. So it takes a while to get there. And I was actually kind of bummed about that too, because I wanted to start growing berries right away. As it so happens, it doesn't matter because I've had all this time to grow berries anyway, so no big deal.
True.
But yeah, if you want to do things like training, and it's also dependent on how many Pokemon you have in your box.
Yeah, so you have to have Pokemon.
So you could just like drag down some from the bank.
That's probably what I'll do.
But I don't know. I got a little obsessive about the way I was playing the game. I just started catching things, and I would refuse to catch two of the same. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, what's the next one? Okay, I need 60 Pokemon. All right, fuck. Let's go through the island, see what I haven't gotten yet. Go and find those.
Yeah.
I also did a lot of trading. I sent a lot of Rufflets out into the world. Yeah. And got a lot of stuff for that too. Nice. Like all three of the starters and...
Cool.
Yeah, a bunch of other stuff that's exclusive to Moon.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, the run's going okay so far. As you can tell, I'm not very far. I'm still, like, on the first island. I think the idea was that we were supposed to be the second island at this point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I'll catch up. Again, it's when you're doing a run-through where you know what you're playing, but it's not going to take long.
But, like, well, let's talk about the first island then. Like, yep. did anything particular stand out to you about the way the first island worked when as you were replaying it?
I don't know. A lot of it is, it seems very, well, it's nice because, like, you'll explore a part, you'll hit a false wall, and then you'll ultimately loop back through it again. So it's kind of like they make this kind of fun circular path for you to go through to get stuff done and explore.
Yeah.
And there is just a lot of character. They seem to have pumped every little bit of the map with stuff.
They don't really waste any space with just dumb little patches of grass and ridges. Yeah, jump down.
I'm noticing there's a lot of stuff that I need to go back to. In the other version of the game I'm playing, there's like a lot of, you know, like I'm seeing now the bricks where the Tauros breaks them down, or the rocks where the Tauros can break it down, or like, oh, here's another little hidden spot that I wasn't aware of.
Here's a place in the in the mountain where I can come back with Machamp, who's like the last one you get, and use strength to move it out of the way, and can get you a different area. Yeah. So it's cool, and then. Well, like in all the places you can go, once you're able to surf and once you're able to break through rocks in the water.
Because
there's that whole like bay area down at, up in the north end of the map where I believe that's where you're actually able to get Bagons or something. But
yeah. Oh, yeah, that is kind of early on. That is so funny. You can get your level 6 Salamence.
Right.
That's pretty cool. It'd be fun to have one.
Yeah, that would be actually kind of fun to run through the game just with the Salamence.
Yeah, I mean, it's
kind of funny.
You just want to ruin it, though. Like, I mean, it's the same way when you have, like, those level 5 legendaries or whatever. It's like, you don't want to play with them because, you know, that's what kind of makes them cool.
And all they know is explode.
Yeah. God. Oh, I did a randomizer where it was randomized the 3 Pokemon that I would draw right off the bat. And I saw Regice was one of them. Like, oh, of course, I got to take this. And what's the one move it knows? Explosion.
Yep.
It's such a funny, shitty way to end a Nuzlocke on the very first turn.
Anything else stick out to you about island number one here?
I don't know. That's kind of...
Did you do much character customization?
I have a little bit. I'm actually playing as the female character this time.
Me too. Every time I restart a Pokemon run through, I play as the female character. I always name her Dez.
Nice.
After my wife, because she hates it. It gets on her nerves, and I'm going around capturing all these little creatures in her name.
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, I mean, I ditched the hat altogether.
Me too.
Short shorts, like some booty shorts.
Very good.
I gave her bigger tits.
Yeah, that's not good.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, she's got a tank top on. So, yeah. I mean, like, it's basically just whatever I can get off of the first store that you encounter. Because there is that kind of big city. that's got a bunch of shops and stuff in it. So I went there. I noticed they spot you 30 grand. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they sure do.
What? They give you a lot of money.
Yeah, they gave you 30 grand to start with.
I did not remember that.
Go, because I think even like the beginning customization stuff will cost money. Like even if you want to change your eye color, it's like, hey, pay up.
Yeah.
So they give you the money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I found like money is not scarce in the game, especially once you get Pelago and you can just start sending all the Pokemon in there to search for treasure. I have almost 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
500 grand. And there's also that place in the second island. There's that beach where you could just take all the little slug Pokemon and throw them back into the sea and just give you 20 grand for 30 seconds of work.
That's nice.
So, yeah, money is absolutely not scarce.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what I'm going to spend. I'm a walking Pokemon Center. I have 999 Lepa Berries. I have over 900 Citrus Berries. I don't need to use this money for anything.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
So I did turn off the experience share because, like we were talking about before, I imported all of mine except for my Meowth. So I was pretty much playing through the game just as Meowth because everyone else was leveling up through the experience share, and I was just trying as hard as I could to keep Meowth at the same level as everyone else. So,
oh, have you maxed out their friendship?
The Meowth?
Just all of them. Like with the berries that you can feed them, the rainbow berries, you know? It's like you give them two and they're...
Oh, their affection, you mean?
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, I haven't really messed with that too much.
I mean, because that basically means that, well, on top of like them just suddenly getting cured from status ailments and critting all the time, just dodging attacks randomly. But it also gives you boosted experience.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's a kind of benefit.
That's what I need to be further over level.
Boost the experience and then give them a friggin' lucky egg and
No, I turned it off because I do actually want to use these different things. And by the end of Island 2, I was over leveled by 6, 7, 8 levels. So,
oh my god.
Yeah, it just wasn't. There was never any need for me to switch over to my Vulpix because it would always just level up and be higher than everyone else. So I was like, I actually want to use this thing and I don't want it to be this one Pokemon wrecking machine. So
yeah,
switch that off.
Don't worry, Raticate. You'll be that one day.
All right, cool. Well, should we take a quick break and then come back with Who's That Pokemon?
Sounds good.
Cool.
Yeah.
Team Jubilee.
Team Cyclops, we've established.
Oh, man. Team Cyclops.
That's a good one, dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that what it was last time? I don't know.
Maybe.
Man.
I watched the new Wolverine movie.
Yeah, I saw Logan the other day.
Yeah, Logan's really good.
Are we discussing this briefly? Are we doing this?
No, we'll play Who's That Pokemon. Maybe we'll, right. If you want to discuss Logan, we can do a separate show.
We can do it at the... Or,
why don't we do Who's That?
Have another X-Men discussion, because there was a really good Legion episode last time.
Mm-hmm. Is there... I've only seen the pilot
There's
episode.
There's 5 episodes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There are 5 episodes in it. It's really freaking good.
Yeah.
Like, this last one, like, holy crap. Things escalated this last one.
The first two and got really confused because I was trying to do stuff during it.
No,
it's just like... Oh, man.
You can't multitask with Legion. You gotta pay attention.
I was like, I don't understand anything that just happened.
Too many twists and turns, man. It's just,
yeah.
But Team Jubilee, right here.
Alright, so who wants to go first? That doesn't really answer my question.
I'll go first.
No, okay. Alright, John's going first.
Give a fuck. Team Cyclops.
Alright, its magnificent bark conveys a sense of majesty. Anyone hearing it can't help but grovel before it.
I've definitely heard this one before.
Yeah, I remember this.
I think I know it.
Random generator, I...
That's totally fine. We're bound to run into repeats at some point.
Sense of majesty.
Sense of majesty.
Give me the stats.
Indubitably.
Because it sounds familiar, but I can't remember if it was one thing or the other.
All right, base stats.
Yeah.
90, 110, 80, 100, 80, 95.
I'm going to take it, so we're going to say it's Arcanine.
Indeed.
Yes.
Yep. Or for John. I don't have anything to keep track of. This
well, shit.
Okay, I got nothing here.
Sherlock, keep score. All right, hang on.
Punch it on the phone.
Yeah, okay. That's what we're going to have to do.
That's, oh my God.
Because I don't want to stand up and get paper.
It's such a great entry for it, too.
Yeah, it is.
So good. It
conveys a sense of majesty.
Yeah, I'll give you this entry. Right, Ryan?
Let's hear it.
By baring its fangs and making a scary face, it sends smaller Pokemon scurrying away in terror. However, this Pokemon seems a little sad and making its foes flee.
Huh. I have an idea of what it might be.
That was a long entry.
It was a very long entry.
It's a lot of information there.
So the Pokemon Go entry?
That was a very long entry.
Have you read them?
Just have, they have entries?
Yeah.
I think you gotta go through the Pokedex to find them.
They're like paragraph long.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Who's that Pokemon solely off of Pokemon Go?
I was planning, if I do it, next time I...
Oh, spoilers. I had to read through all of them.
Oh, problem.
Damn it.
Yeah, so, read it in.
By baring its fangs and making a scary face, this Pokemon sends smaller Pokemon scurrying away in terror. However, this Pokemon seems a little sad and making its foes flee.
Yeah,
I know. Say this Pokemon a lot because its name's in the description. So I'm like...
Alright, that's not going to be enough to go on. Are you still getting the stats?
Yeah, I got the stats.
Alright.
60, 80, 50, 40, 40, 30.
Does it have to combine?
No, it doesn't. Let's just combine.
Are you on Cerebi?
I'm on Cerebi.
Fucking Cerebi. We've had this conversation.
I like Cerebi. Shut up.
I have an idea of what it might be, but I thought it was faster. I thought it was a lot faster.
Oh, no, it does. Base stats total is 300. It does have it.
Oh.
It's right there.
All right. I think I have an idea of what it is, but it's still not enough to go on. Next, I guess, a gen?
Next would be gen.
Which is?
Yeah, this is gen 2.
Oh. That's not at all
what gen 2 is.
Jeez, I mean, that's still not enough to go on. Gen 2. Can you read the entry again?
By baring its fangs and making a scary face, this Pokemon sends smaller Pokemon scurrying away in terror. However, this Pokemon seems a little sad and making its foes flee.
Stats again?
Combined total is 300.
Alright.
60, 80, 50, 40, 40, 30.
That is so strong. I'm still, yeah, I mean, it wasn't what I thought it was, but I think I have a pretty good idea what it might be.
Well, I mean, you're two in.
And a type?
Type's next.
Yeah, what's type?
Fairy.
What? Fairy, huh? That's not at all what I thought it would be.
Huh. Huh.
Bearing its fangs. Oh, I think I know what it is. I'll say Snubbull.
Indeed. Cool.
Nice.
Indeed. Mm.
Plus two.
I had to work
yeah,
for it.
Plus two?
Yeah, you went all the way down the type.
Okay.
So what was left was gen and moveset, so yeah, two. You ready, Johnny boy?
Yep, let's do it.
The energy that burns inside it enables it to move, but no one has yet been able to identify this energy.
Hmm.
Yeah, this is a very interesting entry.
The
okay.
The energy inside it.
I think it's going to take a while. All right, let's hear the stats.
59, 74, 50, 35, 50, 35. Combined total, 303.
Hmm. It's going to be an early form of something. A little too low to be a one form. And what were the big stats on it? It's attack.
Attack and HP.
Okay.
Attack 74, HP 59.
What's the gen? So gen is next. Yeah.
Gen's next. It's from XY.
So gen 6.
Yep, gen 6. Thank you.
Gen 6. Energy inside it allows it to move, huh?
Yep.
What's the type?
We should start adding in abilities as clues, because that would be pretty good.
You want to do ability instead of moveset? I'm okay with you.
Yeah, I think that's all right with that. I'm pretty cool with that. If we never get that far anyways.
Yeah, we normally don't. A lot on the moves would probably help more than.
I mean, the move. I mean, the ability on some Pokemon won't give it away.
Maybe there's some value in shuffling around the clues. Like maybe you don't get types until last. You know, because that seems to be the biggest giveaway.
Yeah, moveset was kind of like eh. Because by the time you know the type, you pretty much can just assume what kind of moveset they had.
And, well, moveset can be pretty tricky. And I think, like, the thinking behind doing moveset last, not to say this is the absolute right way to do it, was because, like, if you run into something like that's a dark poison and it knows flamethrower, well, there's only one thing that can be. The skunk tank.
Yeah. Things like that.
But anyway, what are the types for this guy?
This guy, just a triple check, ghost ground.
Okay, so there. That's the first form of Golurk. Son of a bitch.
I wish I could just give it to you. Because you know what it is, you just can't get the name right. And see, in this case, the ability would give it away, because the ability here is Iron Fist.
Mm-hmm. Golurk. No, I got nothing.
Golette,
of course. I kept on wanting to think Golem, but that is a totally different Pokemon. Golette.
Golem's a Pokemon?
Yeah, Golem.
Golem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just flat out Golem.
Yeah. So that's a big minus four for me.
Oh. Well, yeah, what? Ouch. A plus four a second ago, didn't you?
Yeah, so I'm still even.
You're even, and Ryan's at two.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's way off.
In the black.
You're doing okay.
Hey, okay.
All right, Ryan, here you go.
All right, let's hear it.
Once it bites down, it won't let go until it loosens its fangs. New fangs quickly grow into place.
Bleh. Alright, I can think of some Pokemon
that have mouths. I did not think this entry would be this good for this Pokemon. I was very surprised.
Read it one more time.
Once it bites down, it won't let go until it loses its fangs. New fangs quickly grow into place.
Well, I mean, there's a type of animal that's known for losing teeth and growing them back all the time, and there is...
Pigs.
One of those.
Yeah, you know.
Probably Starly.
Trubbish.
Alright, it's still not enough to go on. I guess I gotta get more.
You want the stats?
Yeah.
There's no way. 65, 80, 59, 63, 58. For a total of 405.
Yeah, that's not gonna be it. Read the stats again.
65, 80, 59, 63, 58. Combined total 405.
Pretty good defense. It's not really what I thought it was going to be then.
Defense and attack. Those are two good big ones.
Seems like it's pretty good defense and attack. Well, decent. All right. Next I get...
Type.
Is the type. What is the type?
Pure water.
Okay, it makes me think it is the earlier type of the thing that I think it might be. I don't know. Pure water. Wait, did we say gen? No, I think we're out of order, didn't we? I didn't get gen, did I?
Gen's after type, right?
Nope.
Oh, gen is before type. Oh, shoot.
So what is...
I'm getting Gen. Next would be Gen.
So what's Gen?
Gen's Gen 2.
Oh, okay, so it's Gen 2. Oh, Gen 2, water... Read that entry again?
Yeah. Once it bites down, it won't let go until it loses its fangs. New fangs quickly grow into place.
What are the water types in Gen 2? I can think of one. That's about it. The other ones seem like they might not be that... And what was the total stats again? Was it
405?
405. It's not very strong, but it's also like... I mean, I can really just think of one, so I might as well.
Can I buzz in if he misses it?
Of course.
No, cool. You can't, because I didn't get to.
I don't know who Golem is? I completely forgot.
Hey.
I completely forgot that.
All right, fair is fair.
Hey, I mean, you didn't give me a chance.
All right, from here on out, after this one.
Okay, fine.
I completely forgot.
Shit.
Alright, so it's a water type. I'm just trying to think, and it's bangs. Like, I think it's got teeth. It's pure water. It is pure water.
Pure water.
Alright, I'm just gonna say Remoraid.
No.
That's Croconaw.
Indeed, John.
Oh.
Too bad you don't get that point.
Right.
0-2 still.
Oh, I never thought about the starters. Yeah.
Right, but that's a minus four.
Mm-hmm.
So you're two below John now.
0-2. So neither of us are doing great here.
But you're still winning. Despite your best efforts, you're winning. Oh, man. When it swims close to the surface of the ocean, people aboard ships are able to observe the pattern on its back.
Read it one more time.
When it swims close to the surface of the ocean, people aboard ships are able to observe the pattern on its back.
Let's go with the stats.
45, 20, 50, 60, 120, 50.
Oof.
For a combined total of 345.
That's a really big special defense, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Swims close to the surface, big special defense.
Yeah, special defense 120, special attack 60. Those are the two big ones.
60's not that big.
For it, it's those are his two top stats.
What's the gen?
Want to say really bad with types on this, man. What gen is this?
Go by the Pokedex number, if you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know the ranges of the Pokedex number. It's like I don't.
Oh. I mean, can you just click it and go to the National Dex? And then from there piece it together? Like, is it which starters is it?
Going to Google. Hold on. Gen 4.
Gen 4?
Gen 4.
I guess I'm kind of assuming it's a water type. Maybe it's not even a water type. What's the type?
Water. Flying.
Is it Mantyke?
Yes.
Yes!
Oh, very nice.
Got
That's
it.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
From the first clue, I was thinking Mantine, but then you said Gen 4.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But Mantyke was introduced later. That's why I couldn't think of it as Gen. I was like, what fucking Gen is this? Mm-hmm. I was so thrown off. Oh, man.
Very good.
Nice. Yeah, I was wondering. I was thinking about that. Pokemon Go, I was like, I have Mantine, but like, how do I get Mantyke? And I guess it's not even until Gen 4.
Right. Yeah, it's a little ways.
I think that's one where you have to, like, breed while it's holding something.
Yep.
Isn't it Barboach has to be in your party, or Remoraid has to be in your party, or something like that?
No, there was an item he has to hold. I was just on it. I can't remember what it was. I closed it already.
That's how something evolves, though.
Maybe something else. There is one water type that has to have something else in your party, because it's, like, a little...
Yeah.
I think it's the Barboach. It's, like, a little suckerfish or something.
Yeah.
It's got to be on... I don't know, whatever.
Hmm. Anyway...
It habitually shows off its strength with the size of sparks it creates by ramming its steel body into boulders.
Well,
that's a lot in there.
Read it again. It habitually shows off its strength with the size of sparks it creates by ramming its steel body into boulders.
It habitually shows it off. I can't help it.
Habitually.
Hmm. I mean, it makes me think of some stuff. But that's really like... Read the answer one more time.
It habitually shows off its strength with the size of sparks it creates by ramming its steel body into boulders.
Okay.
Piu Kumuku.
What?
The little slug.
Is that the name of the thing? Piu Kumuku?
Piu Kumuku. Piu Kumuku.
All right.
Yeah.
Someone was drunk at the office when they made that then.
Right.
Oh, boy. So next I get is stats.
Yep.
Which is?
60, 90, 140, 50, 50, 40. Combines total 430.
The defense that was really big?
Defense 140, attack at 90. Those are two big ones. Or two highest if you want to, like, not make John mad. 60's not very big.
It's not.
It's not, but, you know. It's not what I meant.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, this is still not much to go off of. I mean, it's pretty clear it's like steel body, so it's probably some kind of steel type.
It habitually shows off its strength with the size of sparks it creates by ramming its steel body into boulders.
Next I get is
the gen?
Okay.
Right?
Yes. The yes. gen is next.
Yes.
Okay. What's the gen? Yeah, let's hear it.
Gen... No, this was gen 3. Yeah, gen 3.
Oh, wow, that doesn't make it any easier.
I was about to say Gen 2. I was like, that's wrong.
Steel type from Gen 3, or potentially a steel type from Gen 3. Steel sparks. I guess I'll go get the type.
Yeah?
Yeah, what's the type?
It is steel rock.
Man, why is this... Oh, yeah. I think I know what it is. What's the combined stats?
430.
Ugh. I'll say Aggron?
Ding, ding, ding.
Go ahead.
He took it up to the... I'm just thinking about the score here real quick.
Okay. You were one keeping track.
Yeah, so he just missed on the type. So that's a minus four.
Yes.
Okay. So that means, okay.
You're like way
ahead. So yeah, I can take a swing at this.
He was negative six, and you're positive one. Two. You're positive two, he's negative six. I think
so, but I don't want...
It's one
the, point. The thing that I'm caught up in here is the pronunciation. I don't know if I'm going to get this right. Leiron?
Yes.
Nice!
That's what it is, yeah. Mm.
Now we got pause, because that's all I had prepared.
Okay.
I got to prepare another six.
I think the game's already out of reach.
we'll take a break and come back.
Okay, here we go, we're back. Ready, John?
Yep.
It can dissolve toxins in the air to instantly transform ruined land into a lush field of flowers.
That's very pleasant.
Okay.
Cool.
Let's go with the stats.
100, 103, 75, 120, 75, 127. Total of 600.
So we're looking at a legendary or an event. Toxins in the air. Flowers. Makes me think of like a fairy or a grass type. Possibly even a psychic. Maybe a Celebi. Might not necessarily be. Or a shaman. What's the gen? Oh, God.
I want to say four.
Well, fuck's sake.
We'll say the right one then. I assume you want to say the correct one, so that's right.
I'm not trying to leave.
Are you on Bulbapedia?
I'm on Sarah because Bulbapedia confused the crap out of me.
The backdrops are all white. I couldn't.
Where are the numbers? Like, where's the number ranges of the gens? I could tell you.
They're different. I would say just click it and then find the things that are nearest to it and then use that as your reference point.
God.
Usually, it sounds like it's probably a legendary. They stack those legendaries pretty close to the starters.
I'm pretty sure this is Gen 4.
All right.
No. It's probably 5.
What? Oh my God.
Give me a second.
Toxins, flowers. Up is 5. It might be one of the sword trio because it's not a Victini. It's probably not Genesect. I suppose it could be a Meloeta, but I doubt it. It's not going to be one of the.
I just think it's a Gen. God, screw this website. It doesn't make freaking sense.
I'll fix it in post.
You're the one that's in Cerebi's pocket, man.
I mean, that's the one that makes sense to me. That's the one I've always used.
Mm-hmm.
I just give you the number. Do you think that's going to ruin it?
Probably, but do it anyway.
I feel like there's got to be an easy way for you to figure this out.
Fuck it, hey. Gen 4. It's Gen 4. Gen 4.
Are you sure it's Gen 4?
It's Gen...
Give me the type.
Gen. Grass. Grass flying.
Grass flying? Fuck you.
Yeah,
oh my
poor
God.
Poor grass. This is so weird. This is terrible 1-2.
That gives it away. I mean, I think I know what it is.
A grass flying from Gen 4? I don't think that gives away at all. I got nothing.
Don't understand this Pokemon. I don't understand this thing.
A grass flying? Ryan, what is it?
If you're throwing in the towel, I think I'll tell you what it is.
No, not yet.
Maybe I'll take your negative points if I'm wrong.
Oh, no, I think this is mostly me fucking it up that you're not getting this one, dude.
I think you're giving him bad information twice over.
Am I?
This thing confuses, if it's what I think it is.
This thing confuses the shit out of me.
I Grass flying. With a total base stats of 600?
I don't know how to do this. I don't know the rulings on this one. This one's a tough ruling.
Are you giving like a form change or a mega form? It can't be a mega form. You said Gen 4.
It's not a mega form.
Give me some moves.
Aromatherapy, Energy Ball, Sweet Kiss, Healing Wish, Seed Flare.
Is that all the moves?
Worry Seed, Natural Gift, Sweet Scent.
Does it have any offensive moves?
Yeah, like Seed Flare, Energy Ball, and Magical Leaf. I'm sorry, John. This one's. We need to do a ruling on this one because this one's kind of fucked up.
Grass flying. Gen 4.
We need
base stats of 600.
I don't want John to lose because of this.
Well, he's already got a pretty good lead, so I think this is.
I think my lead is about 6, and I'm about to lose 5.
Yeah, so it's gonna kind of like make it any man's game at this point, just because I kind of fucked this one up.
In what way have you fucked it up?
It's confusing as hell.
I think I can explain exactly why. It's, I don't know. Never mind. Put it back in it. Well, you can get to make a guess. Fucking make a guess if you want. I got us. You can swing for the fences. Like, stare me the points.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's.
Yeah.
I think maybe this should be DQ'd. Because if it's. I mean, I guess.
Should I just go pick another Pokemon and just give him a new one? Just do a redo on this one.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not sure, but you technically haven't said anything wrong yet.
I haven't.
That's the thing. Like,
all right, I haven't.
If it's what it
no,
is.
No, you're right. I haven't. I haven't said anything wrong.
Now, I put in the -5. Ryan, what is this thing?
I think, and I will take a guess, that it's Shaymin.
It is Shaymin.
Because Shaymin has a grass form and a grass flying.
It has a sky form.
And I think
for
it's
fuck's fit sake.
Gen,
that's the confusing thing about this. I gave you the stats for the sky form.
I think it's numerically in front of the starters, but I think it might actually be a part of 5th gen?
No, it's Gen 4.
It's Gen 4.
Gen 4,
it's
okay.
Just really weird, because it was like 490-something. So I'm like, is that Gen 5 or Gen 4? Because it's like 490-something.
You probably should have just gone with the base.
I should have.
And just said, would you have, if he said, just said,
well,
yes,
I switched before
probably...
I gave him the stats, I switched it instead to give him the Skyform stats, because I thought giving him the base form stats would be far too easy, because his base form is 100.
Everything's 100?
Everything's 100.
There's a couple that are left.
So I'm like, so that's what I derailed on that one.
Ryan, it's your turn.
Adversity on
I'm
the
okay
field.
With giving you a new one.
Ryan, it's your turn.
See, now I feel like the game's over.
He's being a gentleman.
As of right now, the score stands. I am at -2, and Ryan, after the steal,
I'm much deeper than that.
Is at -3.
Oh, okay.
And it's your turn.
Damn, dude.
All right.
Ryan's really aren't that tough from here on out. Team Cyclops. It has been said that they swallow those who get too close and turn them into mummies. They like to eat gold nuggets.
Cathagrius?
Yes. Like, this is derailed right now because of that one Pokemon.
Uh-huh. It's my turn.
I tell you, let me just give you a new one.
That's my turn.
Bear. Oh, God. All right.
I hope I get Rotom, and you're just like, it's something. Oh, man. It sure is a thing.
The surface of its body is enveloped by a thin, sticky film that enables it to live on land. This Pokemon plays in mud on the beaches when the ocean tide is low.
I think I remember this entry.
I think we used it before.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember. What are the stats?
70, 85, 70, 60, 70, 50. Total 405.
What's the gen?
Gen 3. And I'm 1,000% sure on that. I feel like every time I host, this derails and kind of kills the joy of it.
Yeah. Allows it to live on land.
Maybe you should just shouldn't have a host anymore. Like this.
Well, we did establish you literally killed somebody.
Yeah, twice now.
Who did I kill?
Bill Paxton.
And Prince.
And Prince.
Oh, is that what you said last time I was gone?
Yeah.
I killed him.
Whatever the bad thing in the news was, you did it.
Oh, my That's God. That's
kind of what we did.
What's the type?
That was the reason why Trump got elected. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is a water ground.
Oh, oh God.
Not what I thought it was.
What are the base stats?
405 total? Scrolling down for it. 405, 70, 85, 70, 60, 70, 50.
I can only think of one water ground in Gen 3, which means it's probably not it. Swampert?
You want to
see him? I mean, kind of. But fuck. So it's water grounds.
Water ground.
We've done this one before. Christ. They're, the only other, I think, that Gastrodon's a water ground, or... Shelios or whatever. The water ground. I'm not going to guess.
It's Marshtomp. Oh. Formed before.
Oh, right. Oh. The Swampert is the third.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm trying to think. There was one that has something like that, but it was like... I mean, I also was thinking a Stunfisk, but it's not because of the type.
Mm. Oh, I had to look up a different entry for this. This gave me... This is bullshit.
Oh, is that a Skyform too?
No, it's not... See, John's going to be like salty the rest of the night.
There's other ones. It was like Meloetta has a couple forms.
Yeah.
Does Dramanitan change its type?
It's got a Zen form.
It would have been fair if I just shut up and just dealt with it and just gave you this just straight sky form. But I panicked. I ruined it.
Well, there's very, very few Pokemon in the game that have different type, that can be different types.
This Pokemon is not satisfied until it is rampaging at all times. If there is no opponent for it to battle, it will charge at thick trees and knock them down and calm itself.
We've done this one too. I feel like I already know what it is.
Read the entry one more time. This Pokemon is not satisfied unless it is rampaging at all times. If there is no opponent to battle, it will charge at thick trees and knock them down and calm itself.
Now I'm actually thinking it might not be what I think it is. Next I get is
stats,
which is
75, 100, 95, 40, 70, 110. Total 490.
Next thing I would get is the gen.
Yes.
This is, okay, is it first gen?
It is first gen.
Okay, I'm feeling pretty good about this. Is it normal?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to guess Tauros.
Yes, it was. It's, at that point, it says what, 1 point?
Two.
2 points, there you go.
All right, you ready, John? Sure.
Is this possible for you?
I don't know. Hang on. Because I'm at -6. Ryan is at +2.
And you're at?
-6.
He's the last one apiece, so unless he botches really badly on this.
Uh-huh.
I feel bad.
You should feel bad.
This is your fault. Individuals each play different roles in driving Heatmore, their natural predator, away from their colony.
Alright, that one's pretty.
Durant.
Yeah, it's Durant. That was the funny thing while I was searching for this, because I just typed in Durant, and so I just popped up the basketball player. I was like, that's not going to do it. It's like,
this forward for the...
for the...
Ooh, it's Westbrook.
It's Westbrook.
Where is Durant? Golden State?
That he is?
This forward for the Golden State Warriors. God,
he's injured right now, though.
Fuck off.
And they're having a bad go of it. Golden State is.
Is fragile and destroys the team.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've lost, like, I think 3 of the last 5 games for a team that lost 9 games last season.
Oh, shit. All
right, that's entries all.
Yeah. They're half a game out of the out of first place in the West. Or, no, they're at the half game lead in the West.
This Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
Rides warm southern winds to cross the sea and fly to foreign lands. The Pokemon descends to the ground when it encounters cold air while it's floating.
I kind of want to win the game.
Why?
I kind of want to win the game.
Read the entry. One more time for me, please.
This Pokemon rides warm southern winds to cross the sea and fly to foreign lands. The Pokemon descends to the ground when it encounters cold air while it's floating.
I'll guess Swablu.
It's not. John, do you want to take a guess?
Drifblim.
Jumpluff.
Okay.
You guys suck.
Yeah, that was our fault.
Yeah. I gave you option to re-choose another one.
That's not random the spirit of the game. That's not...
Yeah, but that's not the spirit of the game.
It's not fucking it up. Yeah, but it's not Ryan's fault it got fucked up.
Oh, God.
It's a hollow victory.
Why gets mad at me?
Yeah.
It's like when no one's genuinely mad.
It's like when the ref blows a call.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the
day. Well, like, a series
his
of
feet
five
were in bounds. How did you not see it?
Anyway, it's been like an hour, so why don't we close out here? Next up.
What do we got?
Mini show?
Probably the mini show.
Because yeah, you guys did the Super Nintendo show already, right?
Yeah, Super Nintendo show just posted at the time of recording here, so this one will probably post in about another 5 or 6 days. So, you know, we'll be like pressing up against the end of the month, so we'll see how our recording schedule works out. Maybe we skip right to the official, maybe we do a mini. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
But well, there's a lot we can do both on. One night. Just get really drunk and just do two shows back to back.
And Ryan be stone cold sober
the whole time. I'm telling you, I am down for that show.
Uh-huh.
I'm perfectly down
you
for
could
that
do
show.
That like where I keep thinking you're gonna do that sometime where you like uncrack my beers and just like replace them with O'Doul's or something.
You'll know right away.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll bring some Molly, man. We'll get real fucked up.
No, even better. John and I would just drink a bunch of absinthe right before.
Kind of just puke all over each other at the end.
That's what the second half of the official show is.
Speaking of puking all over each other, the audience is probably done. So until next time, everybody.
So long.
Later.